my special guest in the studio tonight. He completed an Associate Diploma in Jazz Studies at New South Wales Conservatorium of Music in 1989. Under the guidance of the father of Australian jazz, Don Burrows, he's performed with legends such as James Morrison, Don Burrows, Dale Barlow, Paul Grabowski, Tommy Tico, and of course with John Morrison's Swing City Big Band. Nilsson Goff, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here.
What got you started in music and jazz?
My dad is quite musical. He sings, plays trombone and piano accordion and quite a few other things. There was a trumpet lying around the house, and one day I just said, "Dad, I wouldn't mind playing that." So I did. I was about seven.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Northern Beaches. Our families were quite connected with the Morrison family, so he was another influence. And just a natural thing that I play an instrument, I suppose. All my sisters played instruments at the time. And
lots of music going on in the house all the time. Your two albums to date, songs mainly from the Great American Songbook.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose your new album must have been due that you were going to move into your own original music. But tell us about your writing technique and how do you go about crafting an original song?
Well, fortunately I have a nice baby grand piano. That's a good start. I come up with chordal and melodic ideas on the piano, but then separately I'll look for song titles that will give me a spark to write a whole sort of verse for.
The one we just heard, Dance With Me, that's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Tell us about that.
That I wanted to have a sort of a Cuban influence type of thing. I've always loved the Cuban and also the Brazilian type of feel. And I've always loved that combination of music and dance and dancing with a woman and the romance of that. Mm-hmm. So that just was born from that, I suppose.
I mentioned your two albums to date, but this is a little bit of a change in direction for you. It's called A Beautiful Dream, and you've got some fine musicians with you on the album. Greg Coffin from the Coffin Brothers piano, Brendan Clark, the bass player, and Nick Cecilia on the drums. How do you go about choosing musicians of that calibre for the sound that you're after?
I've played with Greg for probably more than 10 years, and the other two probably 5 or 6. But it wasn't until only 2 or 3 years ago that I was able to put that combination together. I played in all different other combinations, and I knew that it was going to be great, and it was. The first night we played, it was magic. But it's just a sense of, that's part of the craft, I suppose, knowing who fits well with other musicians.
You play the flugelhorn too, is that right?
I do, I have. I don't own one, but my horn is a cornet trumpet, so that satisfies me enough without playing the flugel, because it has a dark timbre anyway.
It's a demanding instrument to play, isn't it? Mm. How many hours do you do per week to keep your chops in
shape? I don't
do
as much as I used to. I used to play a couple of hours every day for 20 years or so. Now, the gigs I do are enough to keep my chops strong. And if I don't have that many that week, I'll definitely do some practice.
Your major influences in music, who would that be, given you are a trumpet player and a singer, and there are a few that come to mind?
Well, the obvious one is Chet Baker. He's the foremost influence. Freddie Hubbard and Frank Sinatra, Mel Torme. But I listen to a lot of tenor players, funny enough. I love Dexter Gordon and Coltrane, Hank Mobley. And one of my favourites is Dale Barlow, who I'm fortunate enough to work with a lot. So,
yes, I was going to ask you about him. He's a force in Australian jazz, but also has worked with many, many greats internationally. And what sort of influence has he had on your music?
Well, there's an album that I listened to when I first left home and I was living in Kirribilli. One Day Spent, Vince Jones recorded that in New York with Dale, and I used to play along with that every day. I've listened to it thousands of times, and particularly Dale's solos in that album have heavily influenced me.
Mm. Yeah, it's a great album. I used to listen to it too. I think I wore my vinyl copy out.
I keep asking him to record a ballad album as like John Coltrane did and Dexter, and hopefully he will one day, because, I mean, obviously he has the technique to play blindingly fast and everything else, but he also is a beautiful, beautiful ballad player.
This came into my hands in the last few weeks. It's a Bruce Cale Quartet album recorded back in 1980, all those years ago. And Dale just happens to be the horn player there. He plays the flute, the soprano and the tenor on it with Roger Frampton.
Oh, wow.
And I was listening to that in the car on the weekend too, and wow, talk about some amazing sounds.
Mm.
Yeah, he had it all the way back there.
Oh, yeah. But also with me, he's very great at playing underneath my singing. He knows to leave space and when to add things, and also with my trumpet, we seem to play really well together. So it's heaven when I play with him.
Can I ask you a little bit about the recording itself? Because you mentioned that it was done at Michael Bartolome's studios, One Chook Studios, for people that don't know Michael Bartolome.
He used to have One Chook, but I think it's since passed away.
And you only recorded it this year, January this year,
mm-hmm.
but very much a spontaneous type recording as far as takes are concerned.
Yes, it was. I think with jazz, if you can't get it in the first or possibly second take, then it's not going to ever get any better, especially if you're trying to get a live performance. We'd played the songs on gigs over a few months, so we knew what we were doing, and we just went in there and did it. Pretty much recorded all the songs in about 3 hours, which is pretty fast, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah. You're stopping the vocals and you're picking up the trumpet sometimes to play here.
Yeah, it was all done.
I mean, it is like a live performance, isn't it?
So well, I'm used to doing it on the gig, so it wasn't much of a drama. I did think about doing some overdubs of trumpet under my voice, but I thought I'd just save that for the next album.
Greg Coffin on the piano. He's a great piano player, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And we have really great connection as a friend also, but musically we just seem to really know where each other going at all times, so it's really fantastic.
What do you think of the Sydney jazz scene? There's been a few mutterings of late.
Oh.
People commenting on the state of the Australian jazz scene as a whole, and probably being a little bit too Sydney-focused in their negativity. I mean, I know myself that I've probably been part of that, but there's no questioning the strength of the Melbourne scene. What do you think of the Sydney scene?
Well, it's true, there aren't that many major jazz venues, but I think it's helping nurture more interesting and varied spaces. I know of warehouses where music is played. I wouldn't say where because it might get me into trouble. And even churches, old churches or halls, and people are finding ways to express themselves, and that's quite interesting and exciting, I think. There is great music being played. You mentioned the Alcoholics. They sound fantastic. But there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, it's just a matter of keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak, and trying to find it.
Yeah. Did I say Alcoholics or Alcoholics?
Alcoholics.
There's plenty of those around.
There is plenty of those around, unfortunately. The track Don't Tell Me Now. There's a little bit of a theme running through a lot of these romantic ballads and sambas there. Tell us what this one is particularly about, Don't Tell Me Now.
Oh, this is just about all those really special times you might have with a girl that really stand out in your mind, and possibly thinking, if you're ever going to leave me, this is not the time. Right at this specific moment is not the time, because it's so good. That's basically what that's about. I just love that old style standard verse that's romantic and yet simple.
Nielsen, thanks very much for joining me in the studio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.